let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, Lake Geneva is my go-to spot throughout the summer and really throughout the year for the perfect drive and getaway. Sometimes in the summer, as we were just talking off air, I leave here at 10 o'clock on a Friday, and I will drive straight up there, have a couple drinks, and go boating the next day. So much to do and see to talk about, and Alex Benanti from downtownlakegeneva.org is now on the map. Hi, Alex. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about like what your specific organization, Downtown Lake Geneva, does for the community and for our visitors.
Absolutely. So I'm the executive director of the Business Improvement District that is of the historic downtown area. And we really support our small businesses by bringing meaningful events to the community. We do a lot of beautification efforts. And then we run different promotions throughout the year to just recognize the area and engage the community and visitors alike.
Love that. And there's a really big new event. And I love that you guys do some new things. So there's traditions, right, in every community. But you always try something new. And this is starting on May 15th. It's Murals in Motion. Talk to folks about everything they're going to see and what they'll be able to do.
Yes. So this has been a major project of, you know, labor of love for the community. I have been working with a mural committee in Lake Geneva for almost about 3 years now to bring public art into our historic downtown.
It takes that long to do those things, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes. Yeah. Everything from changing an ordinance to getting that community backing and support and sponsorships. We couldn't do that without all our community partners. We have a presenting sponsor, Magpie's Den and Pen, and Fat Cat's Cocktail Lounge, that have really just jumped on board to help create this and bring it into the next level of not only installing art, but bring an event component to it.
Well, and you're going to want to have a drink maybe while you're walking around or after you experience the event.
Mayhaps,
Mayhaps, yeah, exactly. But this is like... The installation process is going to be really interesting as well, but you're going to have art like on every corner or throughout each block.
Yes. So from the 15th to the 19th, we are going to be having 5 major murals installed on various walls, and then as well on panels that will be painted in a business called Lake City Social's parking lot. Okay. And then we have a couple surprise pieces that are going to be in our Flatiron Park, which is facing the lake. So you can't go wrong with any of the views there the whole week.
Yeah, that view is beautiful.
It's breathtaking. And then because we have such inspiring environment and we have a great community of local artists, we have a plein air paint-in happening over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday with various artists throughout our downtown and along the lake, as well as having live music, busking on the street. So you get that.
Some yoga.
Yes, some yoga in the park for families. And then we have a really cool chalk art activity in the park as well for kids to enjoy and drop in enjoy. We have pop-up beer garden over the weekend.
Saw that, man.
Yeah, live music everywhere, as well as a walking gallery night from all our local artists on Friday evening. And we even have a pop-up alleyway dinner experience that's going to be raising funds for continued projects.
Well, I love that. And that all starts on May 15th.
Yes.
All May 15th. And there's so many other events that you have, and there's so many things to do just, you know, besides the shopping. We're going to get to dining and lodging after the next break, but... You guys have a really great farmers market there, and even a school of cooking.
Yes. So our farmers market is seasonal with all our local growers, and we have it at our horticultural hall. It's such a beautiful historic building, and it actually opened up this past Thursday, and it runs from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. weekly. And then our Lake Geneva School of Cooking even creates a custom class on those Thursdays to bring their diners into the market, select ingredients, and pair a menu item with that. So it's kind of go on the go, and it's farm to table truly, and it's amazing food.
Now, gearing up for summer, I think before I bought, I had a couple boats in my life, but before that, I used to rent them in downtown Lake Geneva and cruise the lake. But you can do boats, wave runner rentals, and it's really summer around Memorial Day through the whole summer, right?
Yeah, and then with the weather being so great the last couple of weeks, we already have our Lake Geneva cruise line running some of our cruises.
Good.
Yeah, and then come summer, you're going to have the cocktail and sunset cruises. You're going to have, those wave runner rentals, the
kayaks.
Boats. On, yes. Yes, kayaks off of Clearwater are so much fun, especially in that morning sunrise.
But it's nice, too, because if you don't want to drive a boat, you can get on a boat and cruise around a little bit.
Exactly.
And the mailboat's a thing there, too.
Oh, yeah. The historic mailboat. It's still running strong. I'm trying to get on the tryouts one of these days just for fun.
I don't know. I don't know if think I'd make it. If you haven't seen it, folks, I know CBS Sunday Morning some years ago, or you can see it on YouTube, is how these kids try to deliver the mail at the end of the pier and then jump back on the boat. They jump off at the front, and then they try to jump back on at the back. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. And they fall. They really
do. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yeah. They get soaked. You know, but then, you know, there's other things, too, like other attractions. The shopping there is fabulous. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, we really are known for our local boutiques. We have everything from antique and vintage items, great women, specialty, artisan markets, and just incredible artwork as well. So it's really making a splash to come down and experience it.
But it's not your typical, and I don't want to say this, there's a couple stores, your typical, you know, your t-shirts and stuff, but you have some really beautiful stores just for apparel and furniture and stuff down there that is really fabulous.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, we're really known for our artisan foods. So, you know, we have a cheese market that is local. Our Kilwins is fantastic. The caramel apples are amazing. Mm-hmm. And we have ice cream shops, gelato. We have a lot to enjoy.
And there's axe throwing. Let's not forget the axe throwing.
Oh, yeah. Especially on, you know, a weekend after having fun with the girlfriends.
Yeah. Don't do the beer garden and then go axe throwing.
You'd be surprised how many do.
Oh, God. I don't like to hear that. And the clue room. Tell me about the clue room.
So that's a really fun experience. It's a there's like three different levels, and I have done it and lost every time on every level. So it is fun to engage in. It's a room that you can bring a group of people. It could be just a couple experience, your family. It's all ages appropriate. And, you know, you have to kind of escape in that hour. And one of the best rooms that I've really enjoyed is the like 1920s themed, you know, and trying to get out of the Rat Pack kind of situation, which is kind of iconic for Lake Geneva.
Do you cocktail?
Do I cocktail? Yes.
Is there a favorite old fashioned in town in downtown Lake Geneva that you like?
Ooh, that is a hard question.
Are you a whiskey person? That might be a good question.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
All right, okay.
Yeah, but I didn't prep for that. It would be hard to say. I do love Baker House's cocktails. They have hand-muddled items that are just incredible. Lake City Social has a great cocktail menu and has happy hour specials. And they even have some CBD-infused cocktails that are fun to try.
Okay. As far as you know, places to stay, and we'll jump into that a little bit. You mentioned the Baker House. It's just there's some very unique places. I mean, there's general hotels in there and so forth, but there's some really great stuff and some great Airbnbs too, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are very fortunate to be such a destination that we have everything from, you know, family lodging cabins to boutique hotels that are bed and breakfasts. Baker House is such an iconic destination with antique rooms, Victorian era stylings. And then they also have a new steakhouse on premise that is incredible.
Oh, didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, like Geneva Steakhouse.
So. Okay. And then, of course, the beach. You have this beautiful beach.
Yeah, Riviera Beach is just unbeatable. It is gorgeous and connected to the historic Riviera Ballroom that's hosted many famous artists over the years. And it's just unspoiled beachfront. So,
and if you like the Dole Whip in Disney, they do that in the Riviera in the house. They have soft serve ice cream, but you can do the mix too between the pineapple
and fun secret. That particular business, Something Sweet, who has that Dole Whip, is actually coming into our downtown in the next weeks.
All
so,
right.
Yeah, they're getting a new location.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right. It'd be nice if I turned on the mics, Alex. You know what I mean? We are talking to Alex Benanti from downtownlakegeneva.org. We were talking about some of the events. There's events that happen all summer long. We talked about the big mural event that starts on May 15th, but you also have Maxwell Street Days that comes up a little later in the summer.
Yes. So right before that, though, we do have our concerts in the park that are hosted by our local visitors bureau, Visit Lake Geneva. And so that starts on the last Thursday of June,
okay,
and then runs through August. So it has great concert acts, all outdoors, again, breathtaking views of our sunsets weekly. And then as summer ends up winding down at the last weekend or so of August, we'll be having those amazing sales and boutique options for Maxwell Street Days.
That's right. That's right. Let's talk dining, because, I mean, there's just so many choices. You first mentioned the Baker House briefly, but let's talk a little bit about that. They have a beautiful Sunday brunch. They have an afternoon tea. Talk a little bit about what they offer.
So they have a really unique offerings. Again, it's in an old Victorian home. So you have this ambiance that is really romantic or really perfect for, you know, those bridal showers, the girlfriend experience. And they do, the Sunday brunches that are exquisite with mimosas and fun Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
They have elevated their dining experience into a steakhouse now, and great limited menu with some unique sides and great desserts, fresh made. And again, they do the tea parties as well. So you can do an afternoon tea service, and then they have parties on the lawn. Their views, are overlooking the lake. So
love
it's incredible.
That. Love that. Starting off with some breakfast here, Lake Air. You want eggs? Go get some eggs at the Lake Air. You've got inspired coffee. I know there's Simple out there, great eggs, Lake Geneva, Egg Harbor Cafe. So you got your breakfast choices, but then you really have a lot of other great dining experiences. Let's talk about Sopra, Oak Fire.
Yeah, so we have kind of everything for any kind of taste. We have casual dining from something like Speedo's or Popeye's on Lake Geneva.
The staples.
Yes, of course, for burgers, chicken, sandwiches. But then we have some really great elevated dining experiences. Sopra Bistro is an American bistro that has unique items from things like, I've tried Python there. To great international flavors with curries, wonderful handmade desserts. So lots of options there. We also have a little bit of eclectic taste with, we have some Italian cuisine. Oak Fire has Neapolitan pizzas. Mm-hmm. And again, lake views that are incredible. If you're looking for amazing seafood and such a quaint little ambiance, Barrique Bistro is...
Yeah, again, where's that located?
So that is on Wrigley Drive, across from Riviera Beach. So you have those lake views. There's some outdoor seating, so alfresco dining. They have some live music and have amazing wine and distillery options.
But great seafood.
Yes, and great seafood. Okay. So they do actually you hear of the Wisconsin staple fish fry. Well, they do a fresh fish Friday. So they have all these different options of, you know, steamed mussels and ceviches and incredible options. So
love that. House of Bagini.
House of Bagini, yes. So they're a newer restaurant. They've been with us for about a year, and their practices are everything that has to do with sustainability for the environment. They're really vegan and vegetarian friendly, have some craft cocktails, and just wonderful experience. They have a ladies' night every Wednesday with some live entertainment and drinks features.
Lake City Social, you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, so Lake City Social, they're such a great partner of ours. They sponsor a lot of events in the community and give back a lot. And it's a large American-style restaurant that's perfect for the casual diner, for families and big parties. Again, overlooks the lake. And they have a very nice rotating special menu that has a couple elevated features all the time. So there's something for everything there. And then their bar has some great refreshing cocktails, and they do some CBD-infused ones that are really new
that's
to the area.
That's where those are. Okay. Yes. And then the Topsy-Turvy Brewery.
Yes, Topsy Turvy. That is such a fun experience. It is in an old church. So,
I know where it is.
Yes, feels a little sacrilege, but it's not.
Okay. You say that. I know we just had some place open in Des Plaines that's in an old church, but beautiful, very unique experience. I forgot that's where it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they have, you know, tons of beers on tap that they make. We actually feature a lot of their beers at our annual Oktoberfest every year. And they have live entertainment. They do paint and sips. You can play bags inside the church. It's a lot of fun.
And a lot of great places for dessert as well. So, I mean, besides having Kilwins, which is just great for chocolates and ice cream and everything else, but you've got Cold Stone, and there's some yogurt places as well.
Yeah, Yogi's is a fun environment where you can mix and match your own toppings, and the kids can get involved and go crazy. I know my daughters do all the time. We have bakery items coming from Simple Bakery. And
I love Simple.
Yeah, Simple is incredible. They're actually right outside of our bid district boundaries, but they're great partners with us. Okay. and really work with the community all the time.
There's also a really cool bike shop. I know it's going under some renovations. I don't know if it's open yet, but it's a bike shop and it's a coffee shop.
So that actually has left our downtown.
Oh, it has. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So what's being replaced there is a building called O2 Lounge. So Boba
Saw
Tees
that. Yes.
And
oh, okay.
Fun experience there.
Very, very cool. Well, I'll tell you, folks, go to downtownlakegeneva.org. Alex, thank you so much for joining us, and I'll be up there sometime tomorrow.
Can't wait to see you.
All right.